Hey guys, it's Tanisha Monet, and you are tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 5. You're now tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Episode 5 is called Selectively Social. Selectively Social is basically exactly self-explanatory. Being selectively social, being selective about whom and what and where you are social with, okay? So I notice about myself that I have always been like a super introverted extrovert. And I don't know if this is just a Capricorn thing or if it's just a personality trait of mine, but I am so social. But there are times when I'm just like, It's either A, I'm not feeling that person's energy, I'm not feeling that person's vibe. And I know we all have experienced that, where it's just like, you see a person and it's just like, baby girl or baby boy, like, I'm not feeling you and I don't want to talk to you. And some people may take this as like, oh, she's stuck up or he's stuck up or snobbish or he think he better than somebody or whatever they may decide to want to take it as. But listen, being selectively social, I think is a protection mechanism. It's a way to protect your space. It's a way to protect yourself from people and things and places that may not necessarily be for you. And so I'm always bigging up the Antisocial Social Club because I think the Antisocial Social Club is onto something, like definitely onto something when it comes down to, hey, I am cool with being social, but I'm going to be very selective with who I surround myself with. So know when to engage and when to disengage, like, right? So basically, say you go out to an event, it's a networking event, and you know, like, there's some really great opportunities, right, for you out there, but you just go into this circle of people and they're giving you a bad vibe. Like, just because that person may or may not be able to benefit you does not mean that they're the one that you should connect with. So sometimes you got to be like, nah, I got to disengage because this is not it. I'm not feeling this vibe and I'm being selectively social. And on the contrary, on the opposite side, you just can actually go into situations with good intent. But if you get a good vibe, then you know that it's okay to engage. So I think it's cool to do that. Like, I am the biggest observer. Like, if you ever get a chance to chill or hang out with me and we happen to be in a setting that it's like new people around, peep. Like, I'll stay OZ quiet for a long time. And it's just because I'm watching and observing who the new people I'm meeting is and what they're actually doing, their body language. Like, there's so much you could learn about a person by just taking the time to, like, observe and listen to what they say and what they do. So that is a part of being selectively social. Know when to be social and when to spend time in solitude. So I'll just give you guys a little story about going through planning and deciding and deciphering what direction I wanted to take the podcast. So I spent, I would say, a few months just doing research, staying home, listening to other podcasts, watching videos on podcasts, watching videos on the pros and cons of podcasts, doing my research on who's the top 100 in the nation. All of those things, right? Instead of me going out into networking events and to actually trying to be like, ooh, hey, you know, can you let me know about this? Or hitting up people that I do get inspiration from. Instead of hitting them up, I stayed very low-key in solitude and I did the research and I did the work in order to get myself to the place where I was like, okay, I am ready to go full force into doing something or whatever it is that you want to do. So I didn't go out and decide to network and things like that for a while. You know, I was doing that at first, but I was like, I'm not even in the right mental space. And sometimes that's important. You got to listen to what your body tells you or what your energy is telling you at that time about what you're ready for. And a lot of people would be like, you've been talking about this for years. Like, I have. I've been talking about writing a book. I've been talking about doing podcasting or having like some sort of talk show. Like I have so many ideas like in my notes in my iPhone that I sometimes go back and I'm like, oh, I'm about to use that because I've been writing it down. And like that is a part of staying in your solitude, knowing when to not be social. Sometimes it's not meant for you to go out there and put yourself in those positions of, okay, let me go and talk and network with these people. Sometimes it's just time for you to stay still and allow God to lead you on that direction and in that path of where you need to be in that solitude. You know, you are not obligated to interact for the sake of other people's feelings or their emotions or to protect them. So if people are inviting you out to do networking and to go out and be social, you're not obligated. You can say no for a season, and that's cool, right? Saying no to being social is okay because it might not be the time for you to be social. So sometimes you got to take a step back. Like, that's cool. I did that for a long time. Like, I did it for a minute because I was like, I don't know what I'm going out here to these women empowerment events to do. Like, first of all, I wasn't feeling inspiring. I wasn't feeling empowering. And I wasn't feeling anybody, not even my own self. Let's be quite honest. We go through those times. Like, we're not even feeling ourselves. So I was just like, I'm not going nowhere around nobody to kiki with nobody about nothing. Because that's just not it. That's not where God has me right now. That's why not where I need to be. So I need to be at home or maybe at a water view front, sitting down, writing in my journal. I need to be at home watching a few YouTube videos on how to do something and how to, you know, sharpen my skills. So those are the things that it's okay to do. And it's okay to do them and not have to really explain to anyone, hey, I really don't want to do this because I'm not well. Just be like, it's not the time. It's not the season, right? And when it is a time in the season, then you can be social, then you can engage, you know? So always, you know, be mindful of yourself and what season you are in and whatever stage of life you're in. It's okay to be like, I'm not ready for this, or whatever, my podcast is not gonna launch yet, my book is not gonna be published yet, my YouTube channel is not, I'm not gonna be consistent with it, so I have to take a step back. And that's the one thing. Whenever you're going after something, especially creatively, your why for why you're doing it has to be bigger than the actual fun of it, right? Because creating content, doing a podcast, writing a book, those are like actual full-time investments. And you have to know that the reason why you're doing it is more important than what you're doing. It has to be. Like, your why has to be so much more important than what you're actually doing. Because it's cute to go out there and take pictures for a book cover. It's cute to go out there and do all of these fun things that content creation comes with, right? But it's not cute when you do it for 5 to 8 weeks and then you burnt out because you were never really ready to do it in the first place. You know, like, we got to get real about those type of things, because truthfully, when it comes to your passions, when it comes to your destiny is not just about you. We really have to be mindful about that. There's like so many people that are attached to our destiny that we have to be mindful, that we have to be fully committed and ready to go through the hard times, through the struggles, through the days not wanting to do the things that we need to do, because there's someone out there that needs us, that needs our why to be bigger than us. You know, so it's always in your best interest that if you're not ready and if it's not your season, be selective about what you engage in. Be selective about that, because that person that you're meant to inspire, that you're meant to uplift in whatever medium of creation that you're using to do that, they may not listen to whatever you're going to do, or they might not read that book until a year later. And if you get burnt out after 12 weeks, that person, you may not ever reach that person, you know? So that is super important. Like, I know this episode is a little bit deep because I'm like, I'm literally speaking to myself through this. Like, I'm speaking myself through you know, some hardships in my own life. And this is the reason why, like, for this podcast, I held it all for like a whole year because I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to actually commit. I don't know if I'm ready to actually do the things and the work that I need to do to fully live in my truth, in my purpose, and live out my why, you know? But at this very point, it don't matter. If I lose hair, I have to do this. If I lose a shoe, I gotta do it. If I have broken nails or, you know, the hair appointment was missed for the month, I have to do it because it's bigger than my own vanity or my own selfishness, you know? And that's where we have to get to. So being selectively social, it's also being kind to what we need because the world needs us. Because the world needs us, being selectively social allows you to recharge and to go out there and push harder for what it is that you want to do when you're ready for it. Okay, so that is the message right there. Like, I just got to take a pause, you know, because y'all, that was the message for me. You know, before I started this podcast today, started recording, I prayed and I asked God for wisdom. And that he definitely just dropped in my spirit for y'all. And that's why my why is way bigger than myself. So every week I will be doing it because whether my podcast has to be 5 minutes long or if it's going to be 25 minutes, I'm going to give you guys something of substance because it's in me and my why is bigger than me. So basically, another part that I wanted to, like, a point that I wanted to make was that I did struggle with understanding when people decided to be selectively social and it affected my friendships. I didn't understand the concept of sometimes people cannot explain why they're actually going into their solitude. But I experienced something with one of my best friends and I was like, whoa, it's not about me. Why my friend cannot communicate what she's experiencing and the fact that she needs her own solitude, why she can't express that is not about me. Like, what she's dealing with is actually more important than my feelings about it. So basically, your friends and supporters have to understand. They have to understand. And if they love you, they will understand, you know? I think I used to feel like, you know what? Explain to me why you're not, like, communicating or why you're deciding to be a little bit drawn back. But then I'm like, nah, because sometimes you really cannot explain why it is that you want to take a moment or why it is you're being selectively social, right? Sometimes it's not even a personal thing. It's not even because, hey, I don't like this person or I don't want to engage with them. It's just a matter of not right now. And it's not meant to explain at this very moment. So, you know, it's a lot of people that be like, well, if my friends don't hit me up for like a week, we ain't really friends. Like, that is not even realistic. Because how much substance did your friendship have if that person can't take a moment for themselves and not explain themselves, you know? Like, if you love that person, that unconditional love will go past your own selfishness and it will go towards like, yo, my friend needs this time, you know, check in, make sure they're alive. If they're alive, keep it pushing and wait until, you know, they're open and ready to be social with you again. And you must protect your peace at all costs. So I always say, like, you guys know this by now, I always say, like, I'm definitely an empath. I don't know how, because I used to be like 21 savage, but as I've gotten older and experienced some heavy things in life that I did share with you guys, like, once I went through traumatic experiences, it was kind of humbling in a sense, and it made me more empathetic to other people's feelings and to how other people may feel in certain situations. It made me more compassionate as a person. So, you know, I understand that sometimes I have to shut everybody down because my peace is more valuable. Because it's like, if I don't do for me, if I don't take care of me, how am I going to be able to pour into you? So if you don't do for you, how will you be able to pour into someone else? How will you be able to give someone else that energy? How will you be able to give someone else that love they may need or that encouragement they need if you don't protect your peace? your piece is valuable because there's people walking around this earth, millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, okay? And they don't have peace. They can't wake up in the morning and feel happy. They don't go to bed at night and feel happy. So we could sit here and think like, wow, our peace is way more valuable than any dollar amount, right? So if we give that up, if we allow people to train us of that, then we're basically giving up our own solitude. We're giving up the most valuable thing that we own, which is our sanity, which is our peace. And truth be told, like, a lot of people don't realize that there's people that literally one day wake up and they're not the same. They lose their peace of mind and they go into a psychosis where they are literally, they can't function or see the world the way they used to. Just in the split second of a day or just in a traumatic experience, say that a person lost somebody that was so precious to them and boom, just like that, they lost their sanity. So it's like, and that's something, sometimes people do not recover. Sometimes people do not recover from that, you know? So every day that we have a moment to say, hey, I cannot interact with you today. I cannot pick up your phone call today. I cannot go out and hang with you at this brunch this weekend. I cannot even come with you to, I don't know, your doctor's appointment or something. Like, I can't do it. Like, I just can't, right? I had to realize that, you know what, I need to get friends that understand when I be like, I can't. Like, this is not what I need. What you want to do is not what I need right now. And sometimes you have to prioritize yourself for the sake of being able to impact or be a good impact on someone in the future. It's super important, you know? So, guys, I just really wanted to share that because, and I wrote this episode, I don't even know, like months ago. I wrote this episode months ago, but it's always funny how God, every week I realize that the things that I wrote months ago, they, as I'm speaking about them, every episode, I'm always faced with a challenge that I have to overcome in order to be able to speak these things. So every week, it's like this week, super challenging. I had to literally, my peace was disturbed and I had to literally do a skirt skirt and protect that and put my wall up like boom, boom, boom. All four sides, walls up. Get out of here. Like, you gotta go. I cannot disturb this peace. I cannot disturb my momentum or my vision because it's so much bigger than you and it's so much bigger than me. And because of that, because at one some point in life, I'm going to have thousands and thousands of listeners. I'm going to have people that really depend and rely on me for a resource. And I have to be strong enough to get to the finish line to be able to reach that person. So I am so, so excited for what's to come. God is amazing and doing amazing things all the time. And if, you know, you're not a believer, I ain't judging. But at the same time, that's my truth, right? And listen, I'm happy that you guys are allowing me to impact and impart in you. I am so excited about what's to come. Episode 6 is about to be some heat. Like, it's about to be some heat because guess what? Every week is getting better and better. Like, every week the content, every week the substance in the messages are getting better and better. And I just want to be able to be a voice to be able to get y'all to where y'all need to be. And on that journey, I can get to where I need to be. So thank you guys for tuning in to episode 5. Selectively social, write that down in your notes this week. We are going to aim to be selectively social to protect ourselves so that we can like stay on track on the vision for the purpose. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. See you next week. So welcome to this segment of Talks with T called T Tells. If you guys have been joining me for the past few weeks, you would know what this segment is. This is a segment where we talk about one thing we're proud of for the week, one thing we're not so proud of for the week, and our improvement vow. So for this week, I am very proud of myself. you know, pushing throughout all the oppositions, pushing through and doing my photo shoot, building my content this week. It was super bomb. I'm super proud of myself actually staying committed to the gym. Like, 3 days straight, that's a big one for me because baby girl be tired. So that is definitely an improvement vow. I've been doing very well as far as my diet, been doing very well as far as the gym. Things that I'm not so proud of this week, I don't really have anything that I'm not so proud of. I would say this week, it would probably be like, of course, every time people blow my mind and then I always have to get it together, but I'm actually proud of how I handle it. So this week, I would say my improvement vow for the upcoming week is definitely get more focused on being a student. I keep saying this, 3 weeks, you guys gotta like, you know, help me get it together. But yes, so definitely that, but I'm doing what I gotta do, got my presentation together, as well as did the podcast for you guys. So yeah, I'm very proud of myself this week. Let's give Tanasia a round of applause. Woo, woo, woo. I would love for you guys to be able to send me messages. I'm going to post on my Instagram how you can do that. Okay, so look out for that. Like, if you would like to share on T-Tells for next week's segment, I am going to make sure that I loop you guys in because I want to be interactive with you guys, okay? Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Look out for episode 6 next week. You do not want to miss it. Bye-bye.